You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date on what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. To celebrate our 10-year anniversary, we're taking a look back at some of the biggest stories and our favorite memories. Today, we're going back in time to 2015. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our friends and sponsors at the Richland County Foundation. The Richland County Foundation aims to improve and enhance the quality of life in Richland County through strategic philanthropy and community leadership. Learn more about how they're opening doors to a stronger Richland County by visiting richlandcountyfoundation.org. Now our feature story. Richland Source is grateful to be celebrating 10 years of local reporting across North Central Ohio. While other newspapers in Ohio and across the nation have closed their doors during this time, we've embraced the digital era without compromising on quality journalism. If having a trusted, independent news source in your community is important to you, please visit richlandsource.com/members to become a member and support our work. Now let's head back to our third year, 2015.
Hey guys, my name is Leah Gasoris, and I have with me
Larry Phillips.
Yeah, and we are here to give you a little rewind in time in 2015. What was going on in the world, what was going on at the Source, and maybe what was going on in our lives. So again, I'm Leah. I am the Senior Account Executive and Community Engagement Coordinator here at Richland Source. Larry, what do you do?
I'm Larry Phillips. I'm the editor of Richland Source, Ashland Source, and Knox Pages.
Yes, yeah, the man himself, the myth, the legend, the icon. No, this is really exciting. So I thought we would start off by saying, what the heck were we doing? Who were we in 2015? And I was thinking about this on my drive here, and it feels like a really long time ago. I graduated, actually, from college in 2015, and it was a very exciting and daunting time. I had I did a showcase in New York City, and I remember it being fun, but, you know, not thinking anything would come of it. I was graduating senior. I was like, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And I remember I got a call 4 days after I graduated, and it went to voicemail because it was from Virginia. And I was like, I don't know who this is, whatever. And I was offered a job in Virginia to do the regional premiere of Sister Act, the musical, at the Riverside Dinner Theater in Fredericksburg. And I was like, whoa, I have a job. So I packed my bag, like, probably, I think, 2 to 3 weeks later. And I was there for about 4.5, 5 months doing a show in a place unfamiliar to me. And I have so many wonderful memories of it, though. And yeah, it was really, really, really fun. So,
and you've followed up with more dramatic roles here in Mansfield.
I really have. I really have. I don't stop. I jokingly say I do sales by day, actor by night at the Renaissance here locally. So it's good to be home, obviously. My adventures took me to New York and then brought me back home. But yeah, Larry, what about you? What were you doing in 2015?
I was the group sports editor for Gannett's newspaper network of Central Ohio. It included 10 newspapers spanning from Port Clinton all the way down to Chillicothe. Included Mansfield, the News Journal. My office was at the News Journal. I traveled to all 10 newspapers. And then in March of 2015, I was given the option of taking the buyout at Gannett, which I did. And I'd contacted the folks here at Richland Source and told them that I was interested in coming here to Richland Source. And they were receptive to that idea. And so I started here. I believe it was late September, became the managing editor in December, and have been in that role and seen our expansion to Ashland Source and Knox Pages, and it's been a very interesting career development for me. I didn't think of anything like this. When I saw the Richland Source had launched, of course I was familiar with it, but had not considered it as part of my plans, and things just kind of happen.
Funny how that works.
Exactly. Life has its own ideas for your future, and very glad I made the move, and it's really been fascinating to watch the growth of Richland Source and the way the community has really embraced Richland Source, too.
Yeah, no, it's really great, and we're excited, too, because this year will actually be our 10th anniversary. I joined Richland Source in 2019, so a little bit later, but anyway, we want to share with you a couple of things that happened in our community, and I believe they've made all individual impacts, and you may remember some of these, or you may know, yeah, I know this, or I know that, so we're just going to go through a couple of them give you kind of the rundown of what it is, and we may ask each other questions if there are any and engage and go from there.
One of the things I'm going to touch on briefly, because we won't touch on it at too much depth going forward, is some of the things that happened in the community involved the Lexington cross country team. They swept the boys and girls Ohio High School State Championships. Ontario boys basketball coach Joe Balog won his 500th basketball game, and today the court in Ontario is named for Joe. And the Brown Bag concerts were launched. Those videos are available online if you want to see those. But that was kind of a fun thing that happened here, too.
So. Our honorable mentions.
Exactly. One of the things that I picked out, Lee and I each picked three stories to look at that happened in 2015. This one happened within weeks after I started here. Involved the man... actually, the headline is In Search of the Man with Two Wives. And
it's a good headline. Asks a lot of questions.
Dylan Carr covered this story. There were multiple stories that we did on this topic. It was an incredibly popular story here in the community. I think because of, you know, just like Leah said, the headline alone kind of attracts people to it. And I wanted to say a couple, just naturally it's not. It was three people, actually, and they were located here in town. Tom Miller was the man in the relationship. He had a food pantry out at the Hilltop, and I went with Dylan to interview him at one point. I was a little concerned that might be not the safest place for one of my reporters to go to.
Buddy system. It's important.
And this story just had kind of a life of its own. Dr. Phil did an episode on it, so it had national television recognition and obviously not legally recognized as two wives being a legally recognized union. But anyway, it went on from there, and Dylan covered it extensively. It had to do with the special visit ministry and just many tentacles to that story. Was very popular at Richland Source. That took place in December of 2015. And like we said, Dr. Phil was involved and kind of cast a spotlight on the community for an odd reason.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those where you're like, what? And the fact that it got some national recognition, I mean, that everybody knows who Doc Phil is. So
exactly.
Yeah. Moving on. So I have a story here from September. This is the Brickyard stage for the Final Friday concerts, which if you're local, that probably sounds very familiar to you. So they were holding, again, this was in late September of 2015. They were holding a bonus Final Friday concert to celebrate the new stage. It was unveiled. Again, I wasn't here. I was in Virginia during this time. But I know it was a really big deal. They were doing like Winners of the Spirit of Downtown Awards. I think, so Adina essentially built this. They broke ground August 12th. So it was pretty much ready to go in a short period of time. But essentially the purpose of it, the stage was meant to be kind of like a social gathering, a place where everybody could go. And I think today, even now, it's still considered to be that place. Everybody knows Final Fridays. They know to go, oh yeah, where the Brickyard is, where that big stage is. Yeah. Anything on your end, Larry? Anything you can think about?
Anybody, like you said, anybody that's been to Final Friday knows that the Brickyard stage is a really important mini gathering spot, and especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
And you know, the crowds down there, the energy that is down there every summer is really, it's a fun event. If you've never been to a Final Fridays, if you've never been to a concert at the Brickyard, you really need to make a point of going down, even if music's not necessarily your scene. The food trucks alone are going to.
And listen, and Phoenix Brewing is a hop, skip, and a jump. Yeah. I mean, you've got Martinis around the corner. You've got Hudson and Essex. I mean, we have so many like local drink grub places that you can hang out with friends. But yeah, to Larry's point, if you haven't gone out to the Brickyard, highly encourage you to do that. And that's kind of all we had on that. I know they were like raising funds for the project. I'd have to double check, but I assume that they probably had a good amount of people that donated to making it what it is today, because it looks very nice.
And Richland Source was involved for many years. We volunteered to be bartenders down there. And so that was just kind of a community pitching into the community. And, it's an event that continues to this day. And then flipping back over to a little more on the harder news side, again, it was Dylan Carr did a story in November of 2015 talking about the KeyBank hostage robbery situation in Ontario. This was another story that ended up garnering national attention, was on national TV. It was just mostly because of the odd scenario that played out here. There was KeyBank's manager at that time, Brian McConnell. He and his wife and two children were held hostage the night before, then were taken to the bank and forced the folks involved with the situation, forced Brian to let them in.
Jeez.
They stole somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000, then drove back to the house. There were other people involved than the person that held a gun on Brian and his family. They were ended up being caught. Just very odd scenario for a robbery. And it was kind of a story that drug on for quite a while. It fractured this family for obvious reason, the stress involved here, and just a tragic story in a lot of ways. But again, that was a story that caused a national stir, made national attention. It was on national TV. And this was one of the bigger stories that we covered in 2015.
Yeah, no, that's very scary. I mean, anything can happen. So I'm very grateful. Obviously, they're okay. The family was okay. I don't think there was anything beyond that. But yeah, that's scary. Moving on to something a little bit lighter on terms of topics. So this is a featured story, OSU Mansfield Homecoming Memories. so this is Mansfield's first king and queen, now co-workers. I love it. So this is actually at the time in 2015, Emily Deitch, am I saying her?
Deck.
Deck. I know her as Emily Johnson, just because I went to school with her that way. And then, of course, David Yoder, who were our first Ohio State University Mansfield queen and king 5 years ago, which in 2010. So it was kind of a fun little throwback. And I actually have a little part to play in this musical. I was on that court. I love Emily and David. They're awesome. But, you know, maybe next year. You know, it's fine. First runner up, baby. First runner up. No. So I just love this. To me, this is very almost like a little, you know, a little bit of a human interest story, kind of a fun way to link us back and show pride in our community. And I love OSU Mansfield. Go Buckeyes. But it's really fun to be able to sort of see even 5 years from now, like we came back and we're all working together in some form. And it's really fun. So I remember we had like the ice cream social, like we did like pie smash, whipped cream pies in our faces. That was glorious. but it was really fun. And we all got to go to a football game at OSU in a main campus, and we all got recognition and appreciated. So for me, this was kind of fun to talk about just because I lived through this too. And I'm very grateful to have worked with Emily for a little bit and with David, of course, as well. So this was kind of a trip down memory lane. And yeah, you know, never a bride, forever a bridesmaid, or whatever they say. But that's all right. That's all right. I love it.
Then a story that took place before I started here at Richland Source. When I started, this, I think, was the biggest story from a reader page view, unique views, sessions, numerical value type of story that we had done at that point. And Brittany Schock did a story on a kidney transplant that involved Lexington resident Tim Hilderman and a four-year-old at that time, Brielle Trice. The story took place on March 18th, 2015, and this is one of those candidates that we're going to ask Brittany to take another look at, because Brielle would be, let's see, that was 8 years ago. She'd be 12 now, and one of those heartstrings type of stories.
I would love to check in.
Right, we should do a check in.
That feels to me like a check in.
Definitely. And, you know, this was a very extensive story, really well done, kidney donation. And I believe it had to do with their church was their connection. And, you know, we're talking about two people from very different age groups, even.
Yes. Yeah, different everything.
Exactly.
But to be able to come together in that way is really incredible.
And this was just one of those popular feel-good stories, really, that Richland Source was founded to highlight, kind of telling the rest of the story of the community, that how many feel-good stories there are out here. And this was probably the first big one that we covered.
I've got another fun, sort of feel-good, but kind of funny story. This was written by our girl Brittany here in early February of 2015. This is the superintendent, Todd Martin, and his daughter sing school closings for Crawford. And I just think this is so cute. He's got a quote in here that I really love where he was talking about how he was like doing his reporting or like morning announcements, snow reportings. And he was like, I'm getting really bored. So he talked to, let's see, his wife, Heather, and this was his quote. She came to me and said, I'm boring and I need to do something to break up the monotony of last year's winter. So he sort of, Martin enlisted his sons, Clay and Brody, and his daughter, Abby, and they sort of made, like, I would call them jingles almost. I listened. It's actually on YouTube. It's really cute. To incorporate the message for the day. And it looks like they had covers by Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers, and then, of course, Disney's Frozen at the time. That was a big deal in 2015. And of course, that was his 10-year-old daughter, Abby. She said, we're doing that. yeah. So it's just, I don't know. I think it's just really cute and charming and it keeps you on your toes. And, you know, I'm sure I would have loved that if I heard something instead of just the boring, like, okay, today this is happening. So it was really cute. And, you know, to be able to bring in your family, I think it's just kind of fun, cute and charming.
Yeah. And there was some other stories that we didn't go into in depth, but wanted to highlight that happened locally.
Yes.
Probably the biggest one was the Mansfield mayoral debate. This, I remember this was like 3 weeks after I started here.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. This was at the Renaissance Theater. Big crowd there. First time that had happened in local politics at the Ren, as far as I know. Really well received. Tim Thaker ended up winning that particular mayoral race, and then he won again later. Is just now finishing up his third term. So that was a big deal. We had an Avita Ontario announcing its second phase of hospital development. That was the story that took place on November 17th. Mm-hmm. And then the Ohio Health Mansfield Hospital showcased its expansion project in September of 2015. So those were some of the bigger local stories that were happening locally. We did a couple of stories. The American Pickers, the Mansi hostage situation that also went, obviously, those are kind of viral type stories that took place. And then another story that I wanted to mention, the athletes from Mansfield Christian gave a puppy to a Lucas girls basketball player who was having some health issues, and kind of the two teams kind of bonded before a game. So those were some of the interesting combination of stories that were taking place locally. Nationally, just highlight those real quick here. NASA confirmed the presence of water on Mars. We had 195 countries sign the world's first accord on climate change. The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed same-sex marriage. Ohio and Richland County said no to legalized marijuana. Caitlyn Jenner's transgender celebrity movement took place. There were Paris terrorist attacks. And Pope Francis came to the U.S., New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. that year. And then the final one, which was the big one for Buckeyes like Leah, the Ohio State Buckeyes won the first college football playoff national championship that year by bouncing Oregon in the national championship game. So those are some of the things that were happening locally and nationally in 2015.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a lot. That's a charcuterie board of things.
The stories that we highlighted were just kind of filling, yeah. You know, of a busy news here, but we wanted to highlight the ones that kind of caught our readers' attention and not necessarily ones that you might not think of right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us and kind of tuning into our stories that we chose and all of the wonderful things that happened in 2015. I do want to give a shout out to Larry. He absolutely crushed this. He is definitely more on the news side of things where I'm in sales. So I was learning from him. But that's what's kind of fun about working at Richland Sources. We all kind of have different backgrounds and we were able to bring it together. As we're recording this on May 16th here today, we hope that you will come out and see us on June 24th for our 10th anniversary. We're going to be hosting a little shindig, a little block party, if you will. But stay tuned on details for that. But we really would love to invite and see you there. This is a community event and it'll start at 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 24th. So thank you again, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Make sure to tune in tomorrow as we continue to hear from the team on some of the biggest moments throughout our 10 years. Before we continue, a quick message from our friend and sponsors at the Richland School of Academic Arts. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. Enrollment for 2023 to 2024 is now live. To learn more, visit the Richland School of Academic Arts.us. Next, want to stay up to date on all local sports? Sign up for our sports newsletter today. Just click the link in our show notes to subscribe.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kurt Conrad. I've been the local sports reporter here at Richland Source since 2013 and have been covering high school sports in North Central Ohio since 1996. Subscribe to my weekly sports newsletter for the latest stories and insights from me and the rest of the Richland Source sports team, delivered directly to your email inbox each week. Check the link in the show notes to subscribe or go to richlandsource.com/sports.
Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Adrian Buchholz of Mansfield, who lived to be 100 years old. Adrian was born in 1923 and was a member of the First Church of the Brethren in Mansfield. He was a tail gunner in World War II, stationed in Italy, and miraculously survived 34 missions. Adrian enjoyed reading, watching sports, eating, gardening, and spending time with his church family and his friends. He was an avid sports fan of the Indians, or Guardians, Cavaliers, Browns, and Ohio State. He read voraciously and never missed church. Adrian worked for the Mansfield Tire and Rubber Company for over 29 years until the company went out of business in 1979, just short of him having full retirement benefits. He eventually ended up at Lincoln Heights Elementary School as a sanitary engineer, as he called it. He continued to work after retirement for over 20 years at the Ashland Road McDonald's doing maintenance. He was a ray of sunshine and a greeter to everyone. His kindness, friendliness, and love of people blessed all who knew him, family, friends, and strangers. He is beloved by so many and will be missed tremendously. Adrian is survived by his children, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 2 siblings. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Adrian's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.